bowing our knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read from Psalm 100 tonight before we start our testimonies together. Psalm 100, which is obviously a very familiar psalm and very familiar during this time of the year. Psalm number 100. Remember, some of you might remember on Sundays we're doing 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in the adult Bible class, and 1 Corinthians 15:24 talks about how Paul starts talking there. He says, "Then cometh the end." It's like the consummation of what's going to happen, how God's going to consummate things, how he's going to conclude things. You understand that that happens when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back and sets up his government and go forward from that thousand-year kingdom into eternity. There's some other great events that happen during that that the Bible speaks of, the Revelation and other places speaks of, but it's when God is the God of this world. Right now there's a little g God of this world, and his name is Satan. That's what the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But we can rejoice right now because he is our God right now. He is our Savior right now. We can worship him. We can rejoice right now. We have that heart and attitude and life of thanksgiving. But won't it be wonderful when all creation will rejoice together one day in the future, at a time, or however you want to say that, in the future? What a blessing that is. You know that's what Psalm 100 is speaking of? Now, it's true for us right now, but it'll be true for all of God's creation in the ages to come, that will come together like this in Psalm number 100. And I've talked to you a little bit about this before, but what a blessing it is to get to read this. This is a psalm of praise. It says that right there in my Bible, underneath the heading there for Psalm number 100. Let's look at it. The Bible says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." Wouldn't that be great if all the lands made a joyful noise to the Lord today? Do you know it will be like that in the future? Isn't it great that as far as we're concerned, all our lands, we're going to cry out to God? And I'm being a little silly there, but all us individuals, we're going to cry out to God and worship him and be thankful to him. One day, all the lands of the earth, of the world, will cry out to God in humble adoration. They will worship him. They will bow the knee like the young ladies were talking about. 1 Corinthians 15:28 talks about that God may be all in all. God will be all that's in anybody at that time. He'll be all in all at that time. What a blessing that is. And that's the nation of Israel here. You remember, we've talked about this before, but the Psalms are prophetic. Many of the Psalms are prophetic. Psalm 22 describes in vivid detail the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ ahead of time. Psalm number 2, that's a pretty familiar psalm also. It speaks to the attitude of the kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth, during the time of Jacob's trouble. And they have a haughty attitude that will be judged by God Almighty. And I think, remember what it says in Psalm number 2, it talks about during that time, that, and I'm talking about the tribulation time, it says he'll break them with a rod of iron. You can see that term used in other places. There will be judgment that happens for all those that gather themselves against God, and God will judge them at that time, and judge them in justice and mercy. And if it wasn't for God's mercy, they'd already be judged. We'd already be judged, of course. But Psalm number 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." This is the nation of Israel crying out during the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus. They're talking to the kings of all nations and the Lord of glory. This is the commandment of the Lord for everybody, all ye lands, to do what? To make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Verse number 2, and that's the command for us today, by the way, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. In the ages to come, all the lands of the earth are going to serve the Lord with gladness. They're going to come before his presence, and they're going to do it with praising him and worshiping him and singing to him, lifting their voices in praise. And they're going to do that in unison. In verse number 3, it says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves." This is the confession of the nation of Israel. "We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." They're acknowledging their relationship, their peculiar and special relationship to the Lord God Almighty. Verse number 4, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving." You can read over there in Revelation 21, there's gates to that New Jerusalem, that holy city, that celestial city that comes down to earth. And there's gates to it. There's 12 gates to it. Come, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. His temples have courts, and you can read about that in Old Testament times and even in the books of the New Testament there. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting. They are heartily commending their Lord to all the kings of the nations of the world. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Truth, when it comes to the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll endure forever and ever and ever, and that's what it's talking about. And you know what? Jesus Christ is worthy of praise. Us as his children, us of his, as believers in Christ Jesus, we ought to be commending him to everybody we come in contact with. And that's what this psalm is talking about. He is worthy of our praise. We need to speak of those innumerable blessings, those unsearchable riches that we have in Christ Jesus. So we all need to be thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to bless his name, for Jesus truly is good. He truly is merciful. He truly is gracious. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth will endure to all generations. What a blessing that is to get to read this special psalm. And it works the other 364 days of the year also, by the way. Amen. And we do need to have that heart and that spirit of thanksgiving. We're going to have Brother Mike Case. I think he's probably got some men ready with some portable microphones. And don't be scared of them, okay? If it sounds too loud to you at first, they'll adjust that down for you. Just talk into it like it's a flashlight shining on your mouth, okay? That's how I remembered how to do it. And if you think you can talk in the vicinity of it, that's when it starts ringing and stuff like that. So just don't be scared of it. It's just a tool to use to lift your voice and praise the Lord tonight. And so you give you that opportunity. In fact, I'm going to turn things back over to Dad, because it's always more fun to watch him spot people and everything. So come on, Dad.
I don't know about that fun part, because I get sometimes get a name mixed up. Sometimes I wonder what my wife's name is, much less some of the rest of you. Amen. All right, we'll eliminate the first testimony tonight so you can be the second one, okay? Nobody wants to be the first one, so we'll just strike it out. We'll start with the second one. How about that? I want you to do, we got these young men with a mic, and because of the size of the building, even though we're kind of on the empty side tonight, we want everybody to be able to hear. So we'd like for you to give a word, and we got one over here. Get a microphone over here real quick. Rainer's over here, and here's what I'd like for you to do. How many of you know what we asked you to do? Stand up, speak up, and what's the third S? Shut up. Stand up, speak up, and shut up so everybody can have a turn. All right, let's get with it. Right over here. What happened here?
I'm so thankful for this church and church family, and God's blessed me with a lot of great things this year, not to mention a beautiful wife, but also the fact that he's also blessed me with a great house and everything. And this year would be my first Thanksgiving married, but also first Thanksgiving that I'm actually hosting, so thank you.
All right, tomorrow you'll find out if she can cook. All right. Rena, all right, Rena. I didn't see Jonathan. That's why I was looking to Rena to start with. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I can't believe I'm doing this. I wanted to be like the first one or second. I didn't want to be the last because I want to get it over with. I'm nervous. And this way I can enjoy everybody else's testimonies. But Pastor Carter, you mentioned Sunday night that if you you were going to do testimonies this Wednesday night, and that if you didn't have anything good to say, then don't come. Well, I guess there's a lot of people that didn't have anything good to say. And we wanted to come, so I guess I better speak on the behalf of my family. So I want to share good things, what God has done for our family. Tony and I have been brought up in this church and our families ever since we were teenagers. We were in the youth ministries, and we worked in the bus ministries when we were teenagers, and we went to camp as counselors And that's where we met each other, and we got married here, and we had children here, six of them, and they all were brought up in the nursery, all six of them, and now they're involved in the ministries here at Landmark, and I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
I want to praise the Lord for Pastor, you know, and always being there. Our family looks up to you, and we are very blessed and thankful to have a good pastor that sticks with it all these years, even for our children. And to have Pastor Stephen beside your side, that's even more of a blessing. I just want to thank the Lord that for the family and the people in this church, you know, that's this is what makes us a church, is the people
Amen.
In this church.
That's right.
And I praise the Lord for the people here. About a month ago, my husband lost his job, and our family didn't know what we were going to do, but... And then, you know, when it says it rains, it pours, it seemed like it was raining and pouring in our family a lot, with tears, too. It was pouring with tears. But then our van started acting up, and then someone broke into our car and stole all three of my girls' purses and my purse. But through it all, this is why I have something good to say. You know, my daughter loves to sing, even in the valley, God is good, my six-year-old.
That's right.
And we have to remind ourselves, and we sing that, and we have family devotions, and we pray. And through all this, Tony was saying, we're going to still pray, and we're still going to love God, and we're still going to serve Him no matter what. And without God, we cannot get through all this. And that's why I'm going to praise God for everything He has done for us and for our families.
Amen.
I'm going to praise God for both sides of our families, you know, our parents. I thank God for them.
Amen.
I thank God for our children and for family and friends. And to know that, just want to praise them that He is good. God is good. Even in the valley, He's good.
That's right.
Now, I don't know what God has in store for our family, what He's bringing us through, but I know at the end it will be good. And I know His mercy will be upon us. I just wish everybody happy Thanksgiving, and tomorrow there'll be 28 people in our house tomorrow, and family and friends, and we're going to celebrate together as a family. I thank the Lord for Tony's parents being here as well.
Amen.
Just want to praise them and thank God for everything He's done.
All right. Thank you, Rena. She said some great things there. God's good even when we're in the valley, and they've had a little time with the valley, but you know what she said about growing up here, getting married here, raising the kids here? That's the strength of our church, is the people that have done that through the years. And so many like that. And thank you for that testimony, Rena. All right, somebody else, quickly, let's move on. All right, got one in the balcony up there, but we got one right here. We'll get this one and then the one in the balcony.
Hello, yeah. No, I just want to make a strong point that if we go to a house of God, I mean, there's love and heart and Jesus and all the good stuff, but coming here, the strong point is the multi-talent that is here. It's not over and above everything, but it is above what we have to have here.
Amen.
And it's just beautiful. To me, it is. Thank you.
All right. Amen. God's been good to us. When I first showed up, I didn't have a song leader or a piano player. Some of you would not believe it, but I actually had to try to lead a song or two. Disaster. But God was good. Amen. And He sent somebody, and you better be thankful for that. Brother Jack, go ahead.
I am so thankful. I'm bubbling over, but 17 years ago, I surrendered to preach and become a pastor, and through a series of unfortunate events, got kicked out of Bible college, joined the Army. At age 41, I finished Bible college, and I came down here, and I'm glad Bob's here tonight, because Bob Christian and his family are the reason I came here. Bob was originally married to my wife's sister, and I'm so thankful I came here. And then I started driving bus for a fella, a Sunday school bus, and his name's Howard Cohn. And Brother Cohn, every Sunday, go to school, you gotta teach. And finally I did. And now, after 32 years of teaching, God has said, Brother Nixon, you can go pastor now. And he's called me to be a relief pastor for the Armed Forces Baptist Mission. And the day I found out, I cried like a baby. Because now, after 54 years, God has said, go and pastor. And I am so thankful. See there? And the other, two other things I want to thank God for. Number one's that man standing there. He's put up with me for 32 years. And there were probably times he wanted to fire me, but I'm still here. And the other thing is I have four children who don't agree with everything I tell them, but they have never, ever been in trouble. And that is such a blessing. And lastly, for those of you who know my wife, and I'm glad she's not sitting here because she gets embarrassed, but as far as I'm concerned, that's the most wonderful woman that was ever born. When I told her I was going to Italy to pastor for 3 months, I said, you want to go? She said, no. She said, we've been married 47 years. I'll be here when you get back. And she's fine with everything God's going to have me do. And I am so thankful.
All right. Amen. We'll not comment on what happened. Could be a positive or a negative. Who knows? Y'all pray for Brother Jack. He's really got his heart in this thing. Let's pray it works out. And, of course, he's a military man, and they need that over there working with the military mission. All right. Go ahead, Charmel.
I just want to say, first of all, that I'm thankful for my salvation, of course, and for each and every one of you in here in this church. Girls sang two songs tonight that my daughter used to sing, so it kind of brought some memories back to me, and the Lord's been pressing on me to give just a little testimony about, we've been here quite a long time, and through the years our family has gone through quite a few ups and downs, changes, but I'm really grateful because the Lord's been so faithful, and the fact that when we became a single parent family many years ago, I was so upset and worried about the kids and how they turn out, and anytime you look at statistics about kids and how they turn out in single parent families, the odds are terrible. And I remember going to Pastor Carter, and he said something to me that just totally changed my whole outlook in my life by saying, all those statistics, they leave one major thing out, and that's God. That's the equation right there. Amen. When you put God in the equation, wonderful things can happen. And they have. Both my kids have, praise the Lord, so far, doing great. So, Pastor, I love you.
Amen. Thank you. All right. I have a lot of memories of things going back with our church family and seeing the hand of God and seeing his blessings on so many cases. All right. Who's next? Y'all help me out as I'm looking around. Somebody else got their hand up? All right, Brother E.J. Scopp's right here, and I see Brother Terry over here. So come right, James, come on toward me, right down the aisle here. The man in the bright blue shirt right here. I'm just kidding with you, it's a red shirt.
Thank you. The Lord's been good to me, my wife, our family. Would you believe that we have 100 descendants in our family? And they're all healthy. That's a miracle.
Amen.
We thank God for it. God's been good. He is good.
Amen.
This morning, Stephen was talking about the disciples. There's fishers of men. When I was in my early 20s in Emmanuel Baptist Church in Holland, Michigan, Dr. Franklin Logsdon came from Moody Memorial Church to be our preacher. You probably know him. He came to Holland, and he was a soul winner. I know he messed with that Bible, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And he repented of that.
Yes, amen.
Thank God.
Yeah.
He said, the day will come, I got to give an account.
Yeah.
But he was a soul winner. He took myself and three other guys to Chicago from Holland, Michigan. We went to Cicero, Illinois in Chicago to Billy McCarroll's church, Billy McCarroll and Cicero Bible Church. He had a fisherman's club. Logsdon said, I'm going to take you over there, tell you what fishing is. So we went down there. And I've been fishing since. He said, brother, so-and-so, tell us where you're fishing. Well, I worked drive truck into that. You tell us where. He went around the whole crowd Saturday morning. What a blessing it was. We came home, and I never got over that thing.
Amen.
And I've been at it now for 60 years. The Lord is good. As you know, we do the fair here, 12 days. I do one in Michigan, at MSU Lansing, MSU Liberal Lansing. And we go to Decatur, Illinois, and other shows. And God has been good. Well, I'm glad that the door is open yet.
Amen.
They let us put a tent up.
Yeah.
With no problem. We go through the Fellowship of Christian Farmers International. We go through them. We go through child evangelism, and it all works. And I praise God for it.
Amen.
I hope it stays that way until Jesus comes.
Amen.
But if Obama and a few others keep their mouth shut, it probably will. So anyway, that wasn't intended to say that, but it came in, came out anyhow. I thank God for this church. I'm glad it's a missionary church.
Amen.
Very much so. This church has got the right idea. And Brother Logsdon, he had the idea. He sent me over there. I was probably the only one that stuck with the program. But I love it.
Amen.
I love it. Thank you.
All right. Amen. Brother EJ's a soul winner. Those fairs they go to and set up the soul winning booth, they just have hundreds saved in those meetings that he's talking about. We're planning on letting you out just a little bit early. I have a short thing right here at the end of the service. So I'm thinking about two more short testimonies. So who's it going to be? All right, Brother Hartwig's hand's up over here. And Brother Donahue's up in the balcony. We'll get him right after Brother Hartwig.
I'm kind of like Sister Rena there. I just can't sit still here and not praise the Lord, because the wife and I have been so blessed to serve with and under Pastor Carter for all but the first 2 years of his ministry.
Yeah.
That's been such a blessing to see what this church has become from where it started.
Amen.
And God is just so good to us. There's not enough hours in the day to praise him for all his manifold blessings. Yes. One thing in particular, though, when age advances a little bit and health issues come up, what a blessing it is to know so many people are praying. And,
yes.
And what a difference it's made to us through the years. And that's just such a blessing. One more month and a couple of days, and the wife and I will observe our 57th wedding anniversary. That's such a blessing. So we just thank you all for being part of this great church and look forward to whatever the Lord has to come until he comes for us. Praise the Lord.
Good to see Sister Pat here tonight, and we are praying for her. And Wally and Pat go back with me a long, long way, and thank God for the people that have stayed and served all these years. All right, Brother Donahue.
About 40 years ago, an old drunken fireman adopted a little child from Korea. And because of that adoption, we got saved.
Yeah.
And we watched the changes in our lives as we grew and our children grew in church. And to the point where now we have those orphanages in those faraway lands. And we have over 800 children that we feed every day.
Amen.
We have, I think it's 15 orphanages. I'm losing count. I think it's 15 orphanages now. We're building a complex for children with HIV, infected children. We have schools in Burma, Cambodia, and India. And I just wonder how it would have been if we didn't adopt that little child.
Right.
We wouldn't have had the ministry we've had through the years, and I thank God for that. And what a great blessing it was. We came to this church because our children needed the youth department. We had to expand. We had a ministry already and the children's home, but we had to get our children into a strong church where they would be able to grow. And I praise God that we did, because most of our children found their husbands and wives here in the church. And I thank God for it. Every one of them were married here at the church, and it's such a blessing.
Amen.
But we rejoice in this church. And preacher, you've worked hard all through the years, and a lot of it is not even known by the people. You're jumping on machinery and chopping down trees and knocking down buildings to expand, and a lot of folks don't even see that. A lot of the folks that have come in years later don't even know some of the history of this these buildings and the expansion that we've had. But I appreciate you. You've been an encouragement to me, and you keep me going. When I think, boy, I can't go anymore, I see you go, and I say, good night, I got to go a little further, you know. But you're a blessing, and I appreciate you, and I'm thrilled that Brother Stephen is with you, holding up your arms and working with you and preaching and teaching, and what a blessing it is.
Amen.
I thank God for you and your family. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Terry. Appreciate that word. I'm going to cut it off there and go ahead and do something right here.